to the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we will take your phone calls about anything. 800-259-9231 is the number, though otherwise we'll bring up things that are interesting to us. Mark, what do you have tonight to discuss?
Apparently the police in, you know, near Chicago are trying to make sure that people are putting in, well, correct complaints against their police officers.
Do explain what you mean by that.
The city plans to prosecute citizens, and I believe this is Chicago. The city plans to prosecute citizens suspected of lying about police misconduct. Authorities said Thursday. In 2004, the city started requiring citizens to sign an affidavit before they could file a complaint against an officer. But the city did not go after people who lied on their affidavits, fearing that it would scare off legitimate complaints. In August, the Independent Police Review Authority, which investigates police misconduct, started examining a handful of citizen complaints investigators believed were false, said Ilion, the head of the agency. None has been forwarded yet to the city law department, which would prosecute the cases under the false statements ordinance. The ordinance carries fines of $500 to $1,000 plus three times the amount of damages sustained by the city because of the false complaint. So apparently whatever money they spend on bureaucrats to investigate these things, they charge the person who swears to the affidavit. Now, can you imagine somebody swearing to an affidavit and it was false? I mean, it just seems odd to me that people would do that. I don't know. This seems more like a tactic to stop people from complaining against officers.
It does seem that way, but at the same time, I can kind of understand that you don't want people to be wasting resources necessarily on stuff they've made up.
Sure.
Well, and that's true, but sometimes police also file false charges against citizens, too.
Yeah, and there's no punishment for them for that.
What's the likelihood that a police officer is going to be found guilty of whatever it is that they're investigating anyway?
Not very likely.
Okay, so everything that they find that they're not guilty of, they could just call false and then go after the people that filed them. And then how many people are going to file complaints after that?
Great point.
So, I mean, that's it. One of the ways that investigators are debunking complaints against police is by checking tracking devices in squad cars to see if the officers were where the citizen claimed. The law department is also taking a more aggressive stance in defending lawsuits against officers, not automatically setting small-value cases. That strategy was also launched in August. Is it possible that you got the number wrong on the police, on the squad car that you're reporting or whatever?
Yeah, it's possible.
You know, any variety of things can happen that could cause it to be, oh, this officer wasn't there. Sorry, you're going to get charged. What?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got the police squad number wrong. I got the how many officers do you have named Smith? I don't know.
So what you're saying is that this is basically going to intimidate people even further into not filing a complaint.
Well, filing complaints is already an extraordinarily intimidating process.
Absolutely, and that's what I wanted to point out here is that we've seen footage from the Police Complaint Center, which is a great little organization. I highly recommend. Their website's always kind of been a mess, but I think they've redesigned it recently within the last year, so it may be worth taking a look at. Police Complaint Center is an organization that was founded by Diop Kamau, and I don't know. I think I am pronouncing his name correctly there, but Diop.
All you can do is try with that one.
He is a former police officer, and he knows how corrupt the police can be, and so he formed the Police Complaint Center to allow people to bring complaints to them and then have the Police Complaint Center follow up on those leads because, well, Diop Kamau isn't as likely to back down from a conflict as the average person might be when they're going in to try to file a complaint. And one of the things that they do is they are hired out by news agencies. So, you know, Channel 8 Investigates will hire Diop and the Police Complaint Center to come in and essentially evaluate the local police department for various different things. So one of the things they did down in Florida, and they've done this, I think, in other places across the country, but what they'll do is they will send in a guy with undercover camera, and he'll go into police departments, and they'll go into several. They'll go into different departments in different towns and cities, and they were testing down in Florida to see what's it like if you want to file a complaint. how are you treated if you have a complaint? I mean, you would think that this is pretty serious. You've got a complaint against a police officer. They did something that was inappropriate. You'd think the police department would want to know about this. You'd think they would be taking this seriously.
They want only the best officers wearing their uniform, right?
Purportedly. I mean, they supposedly have this big process that the officers are supposed to go through in order to be approved as a police officer in the first place, so you'd think they would give a damn about these complaints. Well, as it turns out, now I don't have the statistics in front of me because this, you know, just came up, but at the Police Complaint Center, you can go and you can watch the news packages that came out of their undercover operations. But it turns out that a majority of the police departments that they visited, the individual that was looking to file the complaint was intimidated. They were essentially refused the option of just taking a complaint form and going home.
Yeah, you can't just take a complaint form and go home and fill it out in your own time or whatever,
right,
so that you can get everything proper and right. They want to put pressure on you.
Correct, correct. And in many cases, the departments claimed they didn't even have a complaint form, that you'd have to go and you'd have to go in and into some room, into an interrogation chamber, basically, with a lieutenant or the sergeant on duty, and have them interrogate you about the individual that you're complaining.
What? You don't want to do that? Well, you must have something to hide.
Right, right. And that was the attitude of a lot of the cops, is that the guy that was coming to file the complaint anonymously, basically, was a troublemaker, and that they would intimidate him, and they threatened him with arrest. And in one case, they slammed him into one of the plexiglass areas that they have, and they pulled him and slammed him and roughed him up. It was just absolutely awful. I think in one case they arrested him.
Yeah. Now this is a guy who's gone in to get a complaint form. That's all he's done. He hasn't complained.
And he didn't want to give his name. Didn't want to give his name.
And they beat him up.
Yeah. So just to, you know, just to give you a little taste of what it's like already, and these are many, you know, smaller departments in Florida, as well as larger departments also. But just to give you an idea of what it might already be like in Chicago to try to go and file a complaint against these police, it's probably already an intimidating process. And now they're basically adding intimidation. They've already added intimidation by having somebody sign a sworn affidavit, threatening them essentially with some sort of consequences if they're found to have been lying. Now they're actually looking at going after them if they believe that they're lying. But if you file a complaint against somebody, if you file a complaint against a police officer saying that officer so-and-so roughed me up, but you don't actually have any proof of that, then does that mean that you're a liar? I mean, will they determine that you're a liar because officer so-and-so disagrees with your complaint and there's no video or audio of the event happening, and so therefore, well, we believe that you're just harassing the officer, and so we're going to charge you with filing a false claim?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of level of what kind of onus of criteria will they put on this?
Well, if somebody's roughed up, there might be some physical evidence you can take photos of after, but it's still difficult if you don't have video.
Right, because then how do you prove it was the officer, and et cetera, et cetera?
Not to mention that they do like to keep you in jail for the amount of time that it takes you to heal up. I mean, it's a common practice.
So is there more to the story, Mark? You said that was it. So now they're intimidating people even further, because if you were to go in and file a complaint, it's very unlikely that anything would ever come of it in the first place. Because, as we pointed out so many times, the thin blue line, this brotherhood, as they call it, the police, they stick together and they protect their own. So even if you do have evidence, in many cases, it's overlooked, it's ignored, it's brushed aside. If you don't have evidence, then you're not going to get anything out of your complaint process.
And
it's just going to go into their file, and that's going to be that.
By and large, when these citizen groups that they have out there to investigate the police, it seems like they just, you know, they take the police's word over everyone else's, and that's just what they do.
Well, it's not the citizen groups; it's the police investigations.
This one in this case, there's still those. The citizens groups don't do seem to rubber stamp these things.
Is that right?
I think that they're a better idea. I'm for them over just police investigators. However, you know, police investigators that work in the same offices as these guys, it's crazy.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Since we're on the police as a topic here, what happens when your house is burning down and you go to the police for help? You'd think they would jump in and help you, right?
The fire department's supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, but the police were there. Maybe they could have done something. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot?
You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside of your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. I've been using it. I think it's great. It's startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. All right, let's continue with your phone calls here, and then we'll talk about the fire department, or rather the police department, and how they responded to a fire. Clayton in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Clayton. Clayton, you are on the air, going once. Clayton, going twice. I hear something out there in the background. Anybody there? Going once, twice? All right, let's put him back on hold. Maybe he'll come back later. 1-800-259-9231. The story is from LouRockwell.com's William Norman Grigg. And it's about what happens when you look to the police to respond to a fire. Now, I understand it's not their job to put out a fire, no doubt about that. But as fire erupted in his family's home in Kent, Ohio, 19-year-old Michael Mikey Bartlett Jr. suffered two sets of injuries, both of them avoidable. His head, back, and arm were burned as a result of his efforts to get his friends and family to safety. Once outside, Mikey suffered electroshock torture at the hands of armed tax feeders who were otherwise content to stand in subsidized stupefaction and watch the fire without bestirring themselves to help the victims. Shannon, Mikey's sister, had left the house before fire erupted. Seeing the house on flames and a knot of police simply standing around collecting overtime, Shannon approached Sergeant Ed Wheeler and asked, "Can you guys help?" "Yes, ma'am," replied Sergeant Wheeler, dutifully springing into action at risk to life and limb. Well, perhaps that version took place in some alternative reality. Back in this dimension, Wheeler's behavior was just what we'd expect from a tax-fattened bully. "He laughed in my face," recounted Shannon, calling her an obscene name and then grousing, "What the expletive do you think we're gonna do?" At some point, Mikey got crosswise with the donut feeders who treated him to a dose of electroshock torture, then handcuffed him and charged him with misconduct at an emergency and resisting arrest, both of which are cover charges for his real offense, which was contempt of cop. Or perhaps, in this case, making the armed government drones look bad by actually doing something to help people in trouble. Mikey was confined to the Kent jail for 9 hours before being arraigned, then detained an additional 2.5 hours before being permitted to get treatment at the Robinson Memorial Hospital in Ravenna for his burn injuries. Mikey's dad, Michael Sr., says that although he's disgusted by the behavior of Kent's finest during that emergency, he believes that the world would be a worse place without police officers.
Who asked him that question?
The newspaper, I presume. That
sounds like a strange question.
Did the interview.
Surprised that anyone would even ask that question.
So just kind of an example of how helpful the police. They're really looking to protect and serve, aren't they? Just always jumping to their feet to assist the citizenry with whatever the situation might be.
Yeah, it's great.
1-800
Shocking story.
259-9231. So if you don't like it, well, too bad. If you don't like what the police are doing with your money, then too bad. You've got to keep paying anyway.
You know, it seems to me that if you look at all the lawyers, for example, in this country, they come out of their schools and they have to find something to do, so they sue people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole war on drugs that really started to go in full force in the 80s caused a lot of cities and towns to hire more police maybe than they needed to just be police, to be peace officers. So again, they have to find something to do. It's like the child that hits the hammer on everything. So maybe the answer is just to have fewer police officers per capita and have them focus on real crimes.
That's a great answer, Wayne, but how do you get from here to there is the next question, right?
You'd
have
budget,
to take over
budget
the system.
Crises like they're having now is going to cause a lot of that to happen, I think.
Well, that's true, and the budget crises, in to some extent, have been assisted by the federal government coming in with their handouts. Though once the dollar starts to crash in value, that'll make things much more difficult for them.
Yeah, unfortunately, and there will be probably more of a need for police officers or some kind of self-defense service in that situation because a lot of people are going to become desperate.
You know, this story reminds me to a much lesser extent of it. Of a story that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from. There was a 420 celebration going on. By the way, it's happening on a daily basis. People are smoking pot in Central Square in Keene every single day. It's also happening in Manchester, by the way. But in some of the early iterations of the celebration, there was one wherein a person had broken down. It was very early because the police were still at the celebration. It was one of the first ones. And right now, the police are not coming, and the police have not come out for a long time. They only came out one day in the last month, and that was for the Pumpkin Fest.
Their car broke down.
But yeah, what happened? Well, it wasn't the police's car. The police were standing there in the circle. The activists and the protesters or the cannabis celebrators were there in the circle doing their thing. And then there was a little SUV Jeep looking thing that had broken down in the left lane of this big intersection. I mean, this is one of the premier intersections in Keene. It's the center of downtown. It's a circle around a big roundabout, and there are five spokes, if you will. So there are five possible ways that you can go from the center of it. It's fairly big. And so one guy had broken down right in the middle of the pretty much right in the middle of the intersection. He hadn't quite pulled out yet, but he was in the left turn lane of one of the intersections. And the police were just standing there dumbfounded. One of them did manage to think to radio into headquarters to ask if he could. He had to ask. Just goes to show how centrally micromanaged and controlled these people are. They can't apparently just act on their own volition. In many cases, if they've been assigned to watch the pot smokers at Central Square, apparently that means they can't do anything else unless they ask whoever it was that was in charge at the time if they can help out. So the officer did have it in mind to assist the guy that had been broken down. And to me, that seems like something a police officer should be doing. I mean, I feel like when I see a police officer on the side of the road assisting an old lady changing her tire, which I have seen that happen here in New Hampshire, I feel like, wow, there's a cop doing something that I wouldn't mind supporting. That's something that I would not mind getting behind. I support the police actually providing a level of service to people like that. I like seeing stuff like that. In this case,
that's protecting and serving.
I absolutely agree with that. In this case, the officer was cognizant enough to the point where he wanted to go and assist the motorist who had broken down, but he had to radio in, and we actually have the radio traffic of this, of him radioing to the central department saying that, you know, I've got a breakdown, would like, you know, requesting permission to go over there and do something about it. But before they had the opportunity to actually do something or to get the permission they were looking for to assist with this guy, to literally walk 50 feet across the road. That's how far away they were. They could have walked 50 feet over and done something to help, but instead they just stood there and watched and waited as they were waiting for a response from the department head. Now, in the meantime, about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 activists ran over across the street, got behind this guy's car, and pushed him all the way around the traffic circle. They pushed him all the way around. They pushed him down the street. They helped this guy out when the police were just standing around. 1-800-259-9231. And you know what? We didn't have to pay a dime to get those activists to help that guy. They just did it on their own because they care. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, and bring up what you want. The War on Drugs is next, and your calls about anything.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, on the issue of the war on drugs, and it's one of my favorites, one of my pet issues, I wish I didn't have to talk about it. I wish it would go away so that we could avoid, so this country could avoid putting 1.5 million innocent people, people who've never harmed anybody, in jail cells. But it seems like the government people are insisting on continuing to arrest more people as though they can arrest their way out of the so-called drug problem. Seems to me that all of the evidence points to the fact that, you'll never be able to arrest your way out. But nonetheless, they continue to try to. And what happens as a result of all of this enforcement, as we pointed out earlier tonight, is whenever you've got a government program, it's very frequent that you'll see unintended consequences, right? Whenever the government decides to do something, what ends up happening as a result of whatever the government decides to do is in many cases the opposite of their original intentions, or just a failure of their original intentions. And in this case, another great example of how it is that the intentions didn't quite meet reality. The story is from the Associated Press, and that is that there's now a new formula for methamphetamine. 2-liter soda bottle, handfuls of cold pills, and some noxious chemicals. Shake the bottle, and the volatile reaction produces one of the world's most addictive drugs. Now, only a few years ago, making meth required an elaborate lab with filthy containers simmering over open flames, cans of flammable liquids, and hundreds of pills. The process gave off foul odors, sometimes sparked explosions, and was so hard to conceal that dealers often cooked their drugs in rural areas. And that's why you see you see signs like billboards against meth in more rural areas like Montana, for instance. There are lots of problems with meth manufacturing up there.
Not to mention the fact that it makes the house toxic. No one can live in it after that.
But now drug users are making their own meth in small batches using a faster, cheaper, and much simpler method with ingredients that can be carried in a knapsack and mixed on the run. This shake-and-bake approach has become popular because it requires a relatively small number of pills containing the decongestant pseudoephedrine, an amount easily obtained under even the toughest anti-meth laws.
Remember the laws that they passed in order to get ephedra out of the people's hands? Well, pseudoephedra, worse. Unintended consequences, people.
And remember what the laws are in case you in the last several years have not tried to purchase any products with pseudoephedrine in it. Typically what will happen is you will have to go to the pharmacy counter in order to get what previously was an over-the-counter medicine, in that you could just throw it in your shopping cart, go to the checkout, and leave. Now it's in many cases locked up because they have to get you to fill out government paperwork. They have to get your license. They have to get your address information. They have to get you to sign off a form essentially saying who you are and that you're buying this product and you're not going to use it to make meth. And they limit the amount of pseudoephedrine-based products that you can purchase in a one-month time frame. And if you are found to have been, for instance, going from Walgreens to Walmart to, you know, various different places and purchasing these products so you can buy a whole bunch of them, maybe you've got a problem with a cold or whatever.
Well, yeah,
their sinuses.
They put people with allergies in jail over this crap.
Right. And you want to stock up, or maybe your whole family is sick. It doesn't matter what your reasons are. What matters to them is that if you cross the threshold, you're a criminal, and they will come after you.
Yeah, let's take a few steps back here. Why do people make crystal meth? I think the reason why they make it
is... To get high?
Well, right, to get high, but they also do it because there might not be an availability of a drug they prefer, like maybe marijuana or something, and so they can make their own through commonly available innocuous things like Sudafed or whatever. So if something like marijuana were legal, would they still be making crystal meth or would they just be smoking pot? That's a good question.
Yeah, it's hard to say as to what would happen, but we can speculate that, in fact, it's that crystal meth was created while the drug war was going on, so it is sort of a result of the drug war.
And during alcohol prohibition, most of the alcohol that was available on the black market was the really strong, powerful stuff because... It was less risky to produce things very concentrated and strong.
Easier to transport.
And easier to transport, exactly.
So you're right about that. The reasons for instance, creation of crack cocaine and methamphetamine is essentially the fact that other drugs have been prohibited. Mm-hmm. And it's just a more profitable product for them to market. But we're here now, right? We've got it. It exists. People are using it. And so the government is trying to crack down even further to prevent people from using it. And their intentions might be good in that, yeah, meth probably isn't a great thing to get hooked on. I mean, I've seen the pictures. I've seen the wasting away that happens to people that get hooked on meth. It's an awful, dangerous drug. No doubt about that. But putting somebody in a jail cell for 10 years is not going
also
to help them.
Awful and dangerous.
Yeah, it's not going to help them with their problem. And so what they're doing now is they're putting people in jail who haven't even ever tried meth. They've just bought too much pseudoephedrine. They're going after people like that. But the point of this story is to show that the intentions or the consequences of the original intentions are not what they had originally intended. So the consequences are that by prohibiting the purchase of large amounts of pseudoephedrine-based products, they've essentially encouraged innovation in the black market. They've now innovated, the black marketeers have now innovated this new shake-and-bake approach to making manufacturing methamphetamine that doesn't require as much pseudoephedrine. And in fact, it even requires less clutter, less other stuff that is necessary. You don't need as much of a lab sort of environment now.
New crank, faster and easier and cheaper.
Right. Even the users themselves can now make their own crank, basically. You don't have to be as much of a chemist, though that said, it's still a dangerous process, as the article will
reveal. Oh, I'm sure
that
few of them will blow up before it's all over.
Right. So now they don't need as much pseudoephedrine. Mark Woodward, the spokes bureaucrat for the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, and dangerous drugs, says that somebody somewhere said, wait, this requires a lot less pseudoephedrine and I can fly under the radar. An Associated Press review of lab seizures and interviews with state and federal enforcement agents found that the new method is rapidly spreading across the nation's midsection and is contributing to a spike in the number of meth cases after years of declining arrests. The new formula does away with the clutter of typical meth labs, and it can turn the back seat of a car or bathroom stall into a makeshift drug factory. Some addicts have even made the drug while driving. God. The pills are crushed, combined with some common household chemicals, and then shaken in a soda bottle. No flame is required. Using the new formula, batches of meth are much smaller, but just as dangerous as the old system, which sometimes produces powerful explosions, touches off intense fires, and releases drug ingredients that must be handled as toxic waste. One of the sergeants from the Missouri Highway State Patrol says if there is any oxygen at all in the bottle, it has a propensity to make a giant fireball. You're not dealing with rocket scientists here anyway. If they get unlucky at all, they can have a very devastating reaction. One little mistake, such as unscrewing the bottle cap too fast, can result in a huge blast, say police. Oklahoma and other states have linked dozens of flash fires this year, some of them fatal, to meth manufacturing. Every meth recipe is dangerous, but in this one, if you don't shake it just right, you can build up too much pressure and the container can pop. When fire broke out in older labs, it was usually on a stove in a back room or garage, and people would just run. But when these things pop, you'll see more extreme burns because they're holding it. There are more fires and more burns because of the close proximity, whether it's on a couch or driving down the road. After the chemical reaction, what's left is a crystalline powder that users smoke, snort, or inject. They often discard the bottle, which now contains a poisonous brown and white sludge. Dozens of reports describe toxic bottles strewn across highways and rural roads in states with the worst meth problems. The do-it-yourself method creates just enough meth for a few hits, allowing users to make their own doses instead of buying mass-produced drugs from a dealer. It simplified the process so much that everybody's making their own dope, said Kevin Williams, the sheriff of Marion County, Alabama. It can be your next-door neighbor doing it. It can be one of your family members living downstairs in the basement. A typical meth lab would normally take days to generate a full-size batch of meth, which would require a heat source and dozens, maybe hundreds, of boxes of cold pills. But because the new method uses far less pseudoephedrine, small-time users are able to make the drug in spite of the federal law that bars customers from buying more than 9 grams of it. There's more to the story here in Moments. 800-259-9231. A great example here, a sad example of unintended consequences.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to Moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MOLDZYME.com. That's Moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency. and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would love to have you become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board. Expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that sounds good to you and you want to get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more, go and get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course today, plus the corresponding 30-state concealed weapon permit, and get a free handgun. That's right. They give away a Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's FrontSight.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're sharing with you a story from the Associated Press about the unintended consequences. And who would have thought? Who would have thought that there would be unintended consequences from this? But the pseudoephedrine crackdown that has been happening in recent years, there was a law passed at the federal level, and I believe, yeah, it was 2005, wherein federal government in dozens of states adopted restrictions on pseudoephedrine. Now, this is a product that appears in sinus. I believe it's sinus medication. Cold medicines, things. I think it's sinus and cold medicines. But you could used to be able to just walk into Walgreens or your local drugstore and just buy this stuff.
Buy as much as you wanted.
No problem. And then they decided that, well, because pseudoephedrine can be used in meth production, though point of information, the most serious meth manufacturers out there will find alternative methods of manufacturing meth that don't involve pseudoephedrine. So this was really for, you know, more of the amateur operators, as I understand it. But anyway, they decided to make it very difficult to get your hands on this product. They restricted the people's access to it. You have to fill out a form. You have to provide government identification. And if you buy too much within a certain time frame, the DEA will come after you. And so as a result of that, the number of lab busts, they claim, fell dramatically. But what they didn't realize was that was because the manufacturing just went in a different direction. They just changed how they manufactured the drug. And it's because you can't stop supply and demand. It doesn't matter what laws you pass. It doesn't matter how restrictive you get. There will always be people that want to get high on very hard drugs like methamphetamine, and they are willing to purchase them those drugs at a dramatically inflated price, which is what prohibition does. It inflates prices and makes things more dangerous. And because the people are still willing to buy it, that means there will be people who are willing to take risk to life and limb in order to manufacture it and make a tremendous profit. Because if all you have to do is go buy a bunch of cold medicine and some household chemicals, and then you can increase the price of the finalized product by, you know, 1,000 to 15,000%. I don't know what the markup is on
it's
on
incredible,
that. But
whatever
it
is.
Right, if you're manufacturing it and selling it, then you're making quite a bit of money. Whereas if you're just a middleman, you're just marking it up.
They pretty much cut this out now. I mean, if somebody with a 2-liter bottle and some cold pills can make the drugs that they want to use, then the dealers, to some extent, cut out.
Well, right, and that's what's happening, is essentially the new method uses less pseudoephedrine, so therefore small-time users are able to make the drug despite whatever the federal law says. The total number of clandestine meth lab incidents reported to the DEA fell from almost 17,400 in 2003 to just 7,347 in 2006. But the number of busts has begun to climb again, and authorities blame the shake-and-bake method for renewing meth activity. The AP review of 14 states found that at least 10 states reported increases in meth lab seizures or meth-related arrests from 2007 to 2008. The Mississippi State Crime Lab participated in 457 meth incidents through May 31st of this year, up from 122 for the same period a year ago, a nearly 275% increase. Several states, such as Oklahoma and Tennessee, are on pace this year to double the number of labs busted in 2008. The director of Tennessee's Meth Task Force said the pace of lab busts in his state is projected to be about 1,300 for 2009, compared with 815 for all of 2008. So, sounds like word has spread about this new method, and people are utilizing it.
Well, I mean, one of the things that that enters into the equation, I believe, is the cost, and people that wouldn't otherwise be able to pay for this stuff. I don't know what it costs for a hit of crank. I don't know, but it would seem like it's a heck of a lot cheaper now.
Some states lack a central database to monitor cold medicine sales, so meth cooks circumvent state laws by pill shopping in multiple cities and states, a practice known as smurfing that allows them to stay under restrictions placed on sales. Tracy Fruit, a special agent with the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, said law enforcement officials are becoming increasingly frustrated. There's no way to tell who is buying what unless we go from store to store to store and pull up ourselves and pull up the records. Historically, rural states like Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas have been hotbeds for meth use because an important ingredient in the traditional method, anhydrous ammonia, was easily available from tanks on farms where it's used as a fertilizer. But the new formula doesn't need anhydrous ammonia and instead uses ammonium nitrate, a compound easily found in instant cold packs that can be purchased at any drugstore. Data from the Justice Department and the DEA data suggest the method could only be in its early stages, and that shake-and-bake labs have been recently discovered as far north as Indiana and as far east as West Virginia. While many law enforcement agencies are just learning how to spot the new labs, other states are rushing to close loopholes in limiting the sale of meth ingredients. A Mississippi senator said that state's law forces buyers to show identification and make stores keep a log of cold medicine sales, but the problem in Mississippi is a lack of technology to instantly log purchases in a central database. You have to understand that going in that drugs are an evolutionary process, said former police detective and narcotics officer, that the day after we pass the law, they're going to look for ways to circumvent that. Gee, you think?
Mm-hmm.
800-259-9231. And so, pass another law! Crack down even further! Make it so pseudoephedrine is also a prohibited product. How about that? That'll solve this problem, because they're still using pseudoephedrine in the shake-and-bake method, so if we make it so that nobody can buy pseudoephedrine-based products around the country, then that'll solve it. Meth will go away, right?
Yeah, right.
Right, Mark?
No.
We could ban pseudoephedrine.
I suppose you could. And then what?
Something else
is going to happen.
No way. Meth will be done.
Right. Because drugs have stopped at any point from any of the... I mean, tell me one time when drugs have stopped as opposed to a law, you know, because of a law. I think that really what one needs to start with here is I don't think that doing crank is a really good idea. However, I do think that you own your body. And you get to decide what you do with it. And If any of your actions result in harm to someone else, you are responsible. So, if you decide to do crank, fine and dandy. If you decide to do crank and get in a car and get into a wreck and hurt somebody, you're responsible. And, as far as I'm concerned, you should be enslaved with a shackle around your neck until you can pay off whatever it is that you've damaged on someone else's property.
Yep. And I imagine that what we're going to see happen is some new level of restriction. As they're talking about, they want to make it so they've got a centralized database now. Apparently they don't have that in some states, so they're going to change the law there. And it seems like it's going to be inevitable that somebody's going to propose and say, well, you know, all you people with sinus problems, you're not so important. We really need to stop these meth users. And so, just suffer through your sinus symptoms in the name of the war on drugs.
And some people really do need these. It's amazing to find out. I don't live like this. I don't have to have pseudoephedrine to live. But some people, their sinuses are just that bad. And really, do we want to subject these people? Usually, by the way, it's hereditary. So it tends to be that a family needs a bunch of pseudoephedrine, and therefore you'll find that the person who does the shopping tends to, you know, be the one who's most likely to overshop this particular drug and get in trouble for doing it.
Maybe what you could do is you could make it so that pseudoephedrine sales are restricted only to people that are approved for use. Maybe pseudoephedrine could be a prescription product now.
No, that'll
stop it. That'll just crack down even further, right? Oh, wait. When you crack down even further, it's like, you know, things slipping through the cracks in your fingers. They will inevitably get what they want. These people who are manufacturing methamphetamine will find a way to get the ingredients they want, whether it's extracting. I forget what the exact process was, but remember when we once talked that Ma Wang, the natural product, is one way that you can create meth. I don't know if you create ephedrine from it or what comes out of Ma Wang, but there's a way to just kind of import Ma Wang and turn that down the line into meth.
They're going to do it.
They'll find alternative ways, or they'll just start manufacturing pseudoephedrine on the black market or whatever. The black market will find a way to provide its customers with the product it's looking for. If they have to charge more, they will. 800-259-9231 is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.